Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danzinger's here, too, because especially those of you who like to shop, especially those of you who are thinking about the holidays and getting ready to start putting some serious plastic down for the holidays, Pam's going to help you with that. Pam is the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. And also, I think this is a newer book, Let Them Eat Cake. Pam is a nationally recognized expert in consumer marketing, psychology, and research, and she's the president of Unity Marketing. But more importantly for us, she's our friend. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, good to be with you today.
We look forward to Black Friday. Now, for those who are uninitiated, remind some of us guys what Black Friday is.
Okay, well, that's the day, the Friday after Thanksgiving, which sort of is expected to set the tone for how consumers are going to shop this holiday season. So that is the big shopping day, and everybody bases their final estimates of what's going to happen this holiday season
approximately
on the results 50, of that Friday.
That's when approximately 51% of the population of America wakes up early, maybe before dawn, and goes down to a mall, right?
That's right. And I guess, you know, Jim, you and I just were talking that we're not going to be members of that shopping community Friday anyway.
I'm not going to be. And of course, you know what I meant by 51%, right?
What do you mean?
Well, the 51% of the population is female.
A female. Well, yeah. I'm going to be one that's going to be missing.
Well, good for you.
I went shopping last night because I can't face those crowds on Black Friday.
Well, but you know what? For some women, I mean, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's just a fact.
Yes.
For some women, it's a sport to them.
Yeah, you know, it really is true. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of excitement that people feel as the holidays come on. And that, you know, it's kind of like you have your Thanksgiving dinner and you kind of have a day of rest. And then that Friday sort of kicks off the entire Christmas season. And a lot of people, you know, make a big day of it.
Well,
I would guess that because I spend so much time research shopping and in the stores all the time doing research, to me it's not a good time for me.
Has shopping changed over the last 25 years or so?
Oh, it's changed tremendously. And, you know, I always say that everything about shopping has changed because we're shopping in so many different places. We're spending money in so many different ways. And we're motivated to shop in so many different ways. And, you know, it really has become, it's less and less about need when we go shopping and more about emotion and desire.
And that's where small business owners have a big advantage.
Yeah, it really
because
is. It really is critical for them to understand that, you know, because I talk to thousands of small business people, retailers, in a year in speeches that I give, and, you know, one of the things that they focus on is unique merchandise. And while the merchandise is important, it really is more important to focus on the environment of the store
experience.
And the emotion of the store. In my new book, Shops at Pop, that I'm working on right now, I kind of developed an equation that helps people understand, you know, the factors that go into shopping. And if you want me to, it's sort of mathematical, so it may be a little bit much for us to deal with in the morning.
No, but we can do it on radio. We've done that before. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, there are four factors that come into play that influence the shopper in terms of making a purchase. And one of them is some level of perceived need. I mean, that they need something. And I'm going to give you an example of this so we can put it into context.
But I need to buy my daughter a Christmas present.
Yeah, or I was recently in Rodeo Drive.
At least that's what she told me.
After dinner, we walked through the store, because you have to go window shopping on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and I saw a pair of red velvet shoes that I just fell in love with. I thought, I just have to have those shoes.
You obviously had not seen the price yet.
No, I had no idea what the price was. So, but you know, but there was like this perceived need. Now, did I really need those shoes? No, because I have plenty of red shoes in my closet, and I have plenty of shoes in my closet. But they were just so special. But I don't have red velvet shoes. So,
there was
some level of need. I mean, very minimal. So that's one factor that plays into the shopping equation. Another factor is attributes of the product. Now, that was the red velvet. You know,
right.
I have suede red. I have red suede shoes, and I have red leather shoes, but
right.
I don't have velvet shoes. So there's an attribute of the product. So the product has a plays a part in it. And then there's some level of affordability. Now, each of these factors are added together. So 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3. So there's affordability. Now, what I decided when I was looking at those shoes, and again, I wasn't familiar with the store and I wasn't familiar with the brand. So I kind of in my mind said, well, if those shoes cost $800, forget it. I will not buy them. But I was hoping they were about $400 because I figured that.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I could afford that, and I said, well, you know, if it's $600, it would really be how it feels on my foot. So somewhere between $400 and $800, I would say. Well, I've got, you know, that's going to be a matter of how it feels. So each of those factors go together, but the one factor that's the strongest and most powerful that you multiply all of those three factors together by is what I call emotion squared, because it's really about the emotion. And I fell in love with those shoes, and I will tell you, I went to the store the next day when it was open. They only cost $350. So of course I bought.
Wow, you say you. So in your mind, Pam, in your mind, in the mind of a 21st century shopper, and I'm not going to use a gender a comment here, although I feel strongly compelled to. In your mind, you say $50, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Say, hey, listen, I'm married. I know.
But you know, you have to understand. This is Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. You know,
but
this
how
is
much?
Not
how much?
Shoes.
How much of the of the experience though was not just the shoes, but knowing that you could tell somebody when they ask you about where'd you get those really cute shoes that you bought them on Rodeo Drive. That event, that being able to say that, that's part of the story, isn't it?
Well, you know, it might be, but I guess not so much for me.
Guys have their guys are like this too.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever heard a guy doesn't want to hear you talk about how you bought those, how you hunted those shoes down and bagged those shoes,
yeah,
and the whole experience of all the environment around them. But get a guy to tell you how the experience of when he bagged that 8-pointer.
Yes,
or that six pound smallmouth.
You know, for me, it was a lot of. It was a special experience, and it was, you know, because it was sort of a little magical experience.
Well, and Pam, I wasn't
looking for red velvet shoes, but
I feel special.
I found the perfect pair.
I feel special now that you just shared that with us. So,
yeah.
Stand by, Pam. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about different ways of shopping and what that means that people have and what that means for your small business. Right after these messages, 20 after, and I'm so glad Pam was able to get those red shoes. I feel better already. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday every week. We're now in our 7th year of the newsletter. I hope you will. Check it out when you get a chance. And also the blog. Don't forget to subscribe to the blog. You can subscribe to it by Real Simple Syndication. We'll send it to you by that technology. And if you don't have that technology, then you can find it on our website right there on the blog page. We'll show you how to get it. And it's free as well, just like the blog. The blog comes 5 days a week, and the email newsletter comes on Sunday once a week. So check that out. Plus all the other things you can do there, including my books and Pam Danziger's books are featured there on her position in our brain trust. Why people buy things they don't need and let them eat cake. Pam, where else are they found?
Oh, they're on Amazon. They're at some Barnes & Noble stores, although, you know, not all of them stock the books because they're a little specialized.
Well, some of these stores don't know what they're doing if they don't have
your book. Yeah, well, you know, they don't realize.
All of them don't have my books either.
That retail, I mean, people are in business.
I know. I don't understand what some of these bookstores are doing when they don't have both of our books there.
But, yeah, I agree.
But anyway, there's no accounting for taste. So yeah. What about your own website?
Oh, that's unitymarketingonline.com, and we have lots of information there for people who sell all different kinds of products like jewelry, outdoor living products, luxury products, giftware and gifts. So we have quite an extensive website. And greeting cards. We just did a study on greeting cards.
Good. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. You're going to learn some things about your customers, how they behave, why they do what they do, and how you can react to that and be more successful in serving them. Pam, the news that I get is that online shopping, if not buying, certainly online shopping is going to be significantly increased this year over last year.
Yeah, well, it's been a growing segment of the market, the retail market. You know, what's so interesting about online and this whole category of not what they classify as non-store retailing, the Census Department calls it, so that would be mail order catalogs too, is that it's only about 10% of the total retail market. So it's about $233 billion in sales last year versus $2.6 trillion in retail, excluding sales of cars and food service. So what's really interesting is it's such a small little segment, yet it really is vitally important, and it's especially important among luxury consumers, and these would be people with incomes of $75,000 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the most likely to have computers in their home, they're the most likely to have credit cards, and they feel comfortable using the Internet. So it really, these luxury consumers are the marketing sweet spot, and the Internet plays right into that.
Well, you know, And this increase in shopping and online doing business online e-commerce is tracking right along with the diffusion of broadband connectivity in homes.
Yes,
it's approaching 50%, and so that's really moving this along. One thing to point out, though, Pam, that I think is important is that a lot of small business owners don't want to capitalize the full e-commerce component on their website where people can actually give them their money, and mm-hmm. so what they do though is they misunderstand the purpose of the website when they decide that, because then they say, well, therefore I don't need any kind of a catalog, I don't need to show people what I have for sale on my website. And I think that's a big mistake, because part of e-business besides e-commerce is e-shopping. I mean, how many times do you go to a website and look to see what people have so you'll know whether to go there or not?
Oh, it's no question. I mean, it's a vital tool that consumers are using today. And I think, you know, the fact is that most of us who are in business, and we've been in business for a long time, and so we've got some years under our belts, and we may not be really using it for our own lives, but younger consumers are definitely using it. And, you know, we should, you know, just because it's unfamiliar technology to us, it doesn't mean we shouldn't be embracing it completely in our businesses. I think it's so vital, and we did a recent survey with luxury consumers about this, found this very thing. Virtually all of them, like we're talking 94%, did something on the Internet, you know, either mm-hmm. bought or researched a product. And it's really it's the storefront that you show to the world.
Right.
It's your presence, so people can see what you sell and who you are and what you've got to offer. So it's important for big companies and big retailers. It's vitally important for the small independent businesses.
Pam, in the minute we have left, let's move to the traditional shopping environment. What's your advice to us for getting our stores ready for the next month and a half?
Well, I mean, you know, it may be a little late if we haven't started thinking about it now, but, you know, in my little equation about shopping, this kind of concept of a consumer's need versus the product features and affordability of the product, those things we as retailers don't have a lot of influence on. I mean, you can't make a person need something, and while you might show products, you don't really necessarily align that product with the consumer's perceived value. And affordability is really strictly a function of how much money, cash, the customer has in their wallet. The one factor that you as a retailer can influence is that emotional component. And you've got to recognize that emotions are all about the environment. It's all about how you decorate the store. It's all about the lighting is so critical to your emotions.
It's the experience, isn't it?
the music.
It's the experience and the emotions that you can give them. And that's what not only makes them come in and not only makes them come back, but it makes them pay you a premium so you can make those margins. Pam Danziger, right. Thank you for being here. Happy holidays. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, she'll be back, folks. Quick break, right back. We're going to talk about mentoring after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.